Welcome to Keeping It Real with Frankie D, the very first Italian-American podcast and the home of your Italian-American moment. I am your very proud host, Frankie D, and we can be heard at ItalianAmericanLife.com, on iTunes, Stitcher, your podcast app. Please like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and connect with us on LinkedIn. My guest today is Umberto Mucci, the founder and CEO of We the Italians, a media company. Umberto, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Ciao, Frank, and ciao to everybody who is listening or will be listening.
And if I understand correctly, you are in Rome, correct?
I am. I'm in Rome. I was born and raised here, and the weather is fine, and the city is still the best city in the world.
Well, it truly is. I was very fortunate to have, I spent about 5 months in Rome back when I was maybe 19, 20 years old. I very lucky individual. I went to school for one semester with Loyola University in Chicago that has a campus in Rome.
Yeah.
So I really enjoyed my time there.
Yeah, it's a beautiful city.
No matter how long you're there, there's still more to see.
Yeah, I agree with you.
So, We the Italians, tell us, a media company, tell us about this, what it is.
Okay. So, first of all, let me tell you why I'm so in love with the United States of America. It is because I owe my life to the United States of America, because when my father was 19, he escaped from the fascist regime, and he was designated to be killed by the fascists. And he was found and saved by the Fifth Army, and especially the Italian-Americans who were in the Fifth Army. They saved him, they cured him, they fed him, they dressed him, and they also gave him a medal after liberating himself and his country. And this is what he would be telling me when I was a child. And so you can understand why and how my love for the United States was just something that does not expire. So this is why I created We the Italians. Our motto is two flags, one heart, because actually we believe that the two countries have one single heart when they get together and they do wonderful things. So about 15 years ago, I was working as a journalist. I'm a journalist. I was working with a paper copy magazine, and I told the editor, look, the web is coming. We need to set up a website, and maybe the magazine, the paper magazine, will be something secondary, but the web is coming, and the web is the future. And so I started looking at Italy in the United States in the internet, and I discovered the world. There were so many websites, associations, foundations, and they were all very artisans. They were not, professional, very cool design things, but you could understand that there was a lot of heart behind the websites. They were updated every week, so I could understand that there was something there, but there was nothing that would link all together all these websites. So I started to think about doing a website, and I started to interview people who would tell me something about Italy and the United States, everyone from a different point of view. So
just people in Italy, though, at this time?
No, I started thinking that I would do one in Italy and one in the United States, but then I suddenly understood that there were more people in the United States interesting for me. But just to let you understand, the first I interviewed was an Italian who is in Silicon Valley, and he brings Italian engineers and Italian startups to get the money and the experience of the Silicon Valley. His name is Marco Marinucci. So he was an Italian who moved to California and looks at the future. The second person I interviewed was the director of the Sicily Rome American Cemetery close to Rome in Nettuno. Now, he was an American who was in Italy, and he was directing a place that was basically paying respect to people who died years ago, decades ago, to free a country.
At this point, I'm curious, were you, how were you doing these interviews? Did you actually go to see these people?
When I can, I go and meet these people. Otherwise, I do interviews on the phone or with technology. Because many of them are in the United States and I'm in Rome, so.
Right. No, it would be hard. But like you said, 15 years ago, we didn't have the technology that we do today. And I just thought it might have been difficult in those days to like do an interview with someone was in California, perhaps.
Well, you're right. The interviews started 8 years ago, actually.
Oh, did they? Okay. I'm curious about another thing too. When was your first trip to America?
Oh gosh.
Were you a child when you came?
Or? No, I wasn't a child. I think I was. Maybe it was in the 90s, absolutely. And then in the 90s. And then, you know, I organized my wedding trip as a month in the East Coast. But then, you know, I married my beautiful wife on September 22, 2001. And so, as you can understand, on September 12th, we went to the agency, the travel agency, and we said, what are we going to do? And they said, we don't know. You know what I mean?
Right.
It was the day after September 11th.
Yes.
And we were supposed to be married in 10 days. And so we had to cancel our trip and do another completely different trip in Mexico. Because, you know, actually the country was close to flights back in September 12th. And they didn't know what to do. We were supposed to go, of course, to New York, visit the World Trade Center. And, you know, I specifically told the travel agency every single movement, place where to go. I designed all the travel. But then, you know, we had to reschedule, and we actually haven't done another travel like that. But since then, I've come to the United States, let's say, a couple of times a year.
Okay, I was just curious because, I mean, obviously, this is something that's a passion of yours. You're driven from the heart with this. It's not just a job or a profession, and you obviously have a real special connection with Italian Americans. And, you know, I don't think every Italian in Italy would have that same feeling, you know, unless perhaps they had relatives here or, you know, something unique. I don't know if every Italian would feel that way. So, no, I was just curious about it. And it's, we're the fortunate ones. And I'm so happy that you do have this type of passion because I too believe it's great that you have these two countries and we have such a history, and we've had, you know, so many people from Italy that have moved to the United States and, you know, thus creating Italian Americans, and we need to stay in contact and remain bonded. So I love what you do.
Thank you. You know, let me tell you something that much probably nobody told you. I think that Italy, I know, I'm sure that Italy needs you, needs the Italian Americans. Because, you know, we here in Italy, we are too much concentrating on our belly, on ourselves. And it's not that we don't consider the Italians abroad as Italians because we are bad. It's just that we don't think about that. We don't know about that. Italy doesn't know about how much courage, passion, success, love the Italian Americans have for Italy. So somebody just think, and they're wrong, that you would be a burden, but you would be actually a resource. I know that because I have been spending my last 15 years studying and researching about what you guys do. And we need you because you are the testimonial about the perfect encounter, the perfect match between Italy and the United States. I always say when I'm here in Italy that Italy needs more America. And when I'm in the United States, I always say that America needs more Italy. Mm-hmm. Now, Well, we're here, here in Italy. Of course, there's somebody who doesn't agree with me, and that's okay. Of course, it's okay. And I always say, look, if you don't think that Italy needs more America, you don't have to believe me. You just watch 20 million people, successful people in love with both countries, with their Italian DNA, their Italian hardworking attitude, and the American business-friendly environment, the American dream, the possibility they gave the Italian DNA, that's a match for success. So you are the testimonials about the fact that we need more America, because it's not just like I'm saying it because I love the United States. I'm saying it because you are true. You are successful. You did a lot of beautiful things, and you love Italy, and you are Italians. I've been presenting my book in 25 gigs all over the United States, and I've always said my audience, I always said, please raise your hands if you're Italian. And a lot of people were raising their hands. And then again, I would say, raise your hands if you have an Italian passport. And of course, a lot of hands would go down because they would be not Italian for a passport. They would not have an Italian citizenship. And I always tell them, don't let anybody tell you that you're not Italian, because even if you have Italian roots, you don't have an Italian passport. You are Italian. You have Italian blood, Italian DNA. And it's not a passport that can tell you that you're not Italian. Of course, officially, you could be not Italian, but from blood, from heart, from DNA, from passion, you are. Every Italian American is Italian, and nobody should tell them they're not.
Well, Umberto, thank you. And it's a very unique look at it. And I agree, and I love it, but I also will say, we, the Italian Americans, need Italy, and we need you, because like a very intelligent friend of mine here says, every day that goes by, we are one less day removed from Italy. And with a lot of the Italian Americans, we're not days, we're not years, we're decades. We're decades and decades and decades and decades, and some people are 100 years removed. So to keep that flame, that real, you know, flame, Italian flame of culture and knowledge and history, we need the Italians. So I guess what we're both saying is we need each other. That would be the best world if the two can work together, because there's a need on both ends.
Yes, and we're brothers. And you know what? A good thing for me, in a cynical way, is that it seems that almost nobody in Italy can understand this. I mean, it's not that I'm happy about that. I wish that more people would understand it, but there's more space for me and for we Italians. And you know, I represent here in Italy the Italian American Museum of New York, the one in Little Italy. And I'm the only one who represents something Italian American here in Italy. There's nobody else, there's nothing else. And the Italian Americans are 20 million people. Italy has 60 million citizens here in Italy. So this means that we're talking about one third of the entire Italian population. People who have heart, passion, money, success. So you're in the highest percentage of success, positions, money. You know, this is important, that every time something happens in Italy, the Italian Americans get it together, they raise money, they send money here. I manage some of them from the Italian American Museum of New York. And this is wonderful, but also we should learn from you to love better this country. We don't love Italy enough. We should learn from you. I know it's strange to say something like this, but let me tell you something. Let's think about this small thing. When we say all'italiana here in Italy, all'italiana means the Italian way, okay? So when we say something is done all'italiana, we mean it's done bad. It's a problem, you know? When you say it's done Italian style in the United States, you mean the opposite. You mean it's good. It's something noble. It's luxury. It's done well, you know?
Wow, that's very interesting.
It's Dolce Vita, okay? So think about this. It's strange by itself, because I don't think that there's another place that can be described this opposite way from one place to the other. But the strangest thing is that it's not us who say that all'italiana is a good thing. We're not chauvinists. We're not like the French people who say everything about France is wonderful. We're saying the opposite. We're saying that things done all'italiana, they're done bad. So we should learn from you that things done Italian style, all'italiana, should be described as good things done by smart people with sprezzatura who do wonderful things. And this is why we should learn from you. Just think about this. I'm going to write a book about this one day or another.
I think probably, you could.
Probably another one, because I don't have the time. But, you know, this is why we need you. We have to learn from you, because you can understand how much beautiful is the contribution that Italy gave to the world and the Italians gave to the United States from all points of view, in every field. And this is why I've done 225 interviews, because every time I ask my interviewee to describe one reason why Italy has done so good for the United States and vice versa.
No, absolutely. And you know, being here my whole life, the thing that worries me the most is the younger people, because they don't have a grasp for all the great that Italy has done, for all the great Italians have done in America. And we have so much to be proud of. And this is stuff that we have to do a better job of educating them. But it sometimes it goes even beyond the educating them, because you almost have to like change their way of buying into this to be proud of what they come from. So I really applaud your media company, because that's what it's all about, and it does a great job. This is part of the reason, you know, I'm kind of like you. I do the podcast here in the United States because I'm trying to, you know, hope that this will arouse interest and pride and knowledge. So I should keep doing this, and you should keep doing what you do.
Let me tell you, I like very much your podcast and admire what you do. And I think that the beauty of this is that there's a lot of Italian Americans who spend their time and their efforts doing something that it works and it does good things to Italy too. But let me tell you something. Now, my last interview, which I published on Monday, is to a young Italian-American girl. Her name is Cara Di Falco, and she's got a YouTube channel, which was the one and only program of on YouTube that had an Emmy Award nomination, and she does a cooking show. But I was happy to interview her because she's an example of how an Italian-American is using the new technologies. She's doing a show on YouTube to explain to kids who look at YouTube Italian culture, Italian cooking, Italian traditions. And as a matter of fact, every smart Italian-American I meet and I talk to, just like you, tells me that the problem is the younger generations. And of course I agree, because of course they are not the first generation that came to the United States. They are full American young kids. But I have a theory. I think that the majority of the Italian American houses, these kids have been taught about loving Italy, their roots, their traditions, since they were very, very small, since we're toddlers and kids, you know? So I think that rightfully, the Italian-American families planted their seeds about being proud of being Italian in their kids. Now, when you are a teenager, you are 16, I don't think that it's easy to expect that you care much about your roots. You care about, you know, hormones, the girls you're studying, you're discovering life, your body, you know, all the experiences that you are doing. You don't think about your roots when you are a teenager. But as the seeds have been planted by the Italian American families, when they grow up a little bit more and they realize that if they need a wonderful car, they would look for an Italian car. A wonderful jewel, it's an Italian jewel. A wonderful furniture, it's an Italian furniture. A wine, a suit, a bag, shoes, whatever is Italian is cool. Maybe even the language. I think that those seeds planted will grow up and they will realize why and how much they have to be proud of being Italians. Not just because their families told them, but because being Italian is cool, you know?
Totally agree, and I totally hope so, because it's important. It's very important. And I mean, this is what drives me and what worries me and what's on my mind pretty much every day, because I do all this from the heart, because this isn't something to do. It's my blood. It's my life. It's my identity. And I want to, trying to change the outlook for the next generation. I really am actively seeking to do that, because it's not easy. It's a different thing. You know, you speak of the 16-year-old. Well, I'm 53. When I was 16, and I can only speak for Chicago, I grew up in an Italian-American area. And this is pre-cell phones and internet, and the world was a little smaller at that time. And there was a lot of pride. We were known for that, where the area I was from, and people displayed it, and we were in numbers, and it was very cool. And I agree with you, it's still cool, but it's on a different level. I think that kids grow up nowadays, the 16-year-old today, there's so much with social media and with internet. And that Italian American ethnicity part of their lives, it's kind of in the back. Whereas when I was 16, it was in the front. It was my identity. Now, the first time I realized that I wasn't Italian was when I went to Rome. At 19. And I'm in Rome and I got an American passport and I'm looking around and I'm like, wait a minute. Because at this point, when somebody said, what are you? We said, right, I'm Italian. We didn't even say Italian American. I'm Italian. Mm-hmm. And then I realized that, you know, okay, I'm an Italian American. It's a little different. I'm not just American with my last name and all that. So, That's what worries me of today. I don't think that pride is at the front of their list. It's more towards the back of their list. And you know, I don't know what the future is and if it's ever going to be exactly like that, because as far as Chicago, neighborhoods change. You know, people move out. People, not as many marry Italians, and things are different. But I always think to myself, we're not dead yet. There's still lots we can do. We can still be vibrant, and that's what we need to do. And all this talking, you never explained to me what exactly is We the Italians, so the people understand what it's a media company. What is it?
It is the tool that will let people from the Italian American community feel related to Italy. And you know, the new technologies help people.
To remain in contact.
Yeah, and resolving the problem that they are not together every day like you were in your neighborhood when you were a child. So basically, we are a media company. It means that we have a few tools that let us do a few things. We tell Italy to the United States, but we also tell Italy in the United States to Italy. So we have a website that has an aggregator of news. That means that every day we promote 25 news about Italy in the United States or positive things about Italy. I use the word promote because what we do is we publish press releases, but also we look for news published elsewhere in the web. And when we find something, we promote that news respecting the copyright of the source and the author that wrote the article, just putting a couple of paragraphs at the beginning of his or her article in our news, and then read more. So we basically, if you write an article on Franoi, for example, we don't steal your entire article. We just put the first two paragraphs on our page, your name, the source, and the title you chose, and then a read more button. So this way, our readers that maybe didn't catch your article on Franoi can look at the first two paragraphs and understand if they are interested in reading the whole article. If they are, they click on the read more, and we generate traffic to Franoi and to your article. If they're not, it's okay. We didn't do anything wrong to you or to Franoi, which is a beautiful publication, by the way, because we just aggregate. You know, this way we do something that it's good for everybody. So we promote 25 news a day. Then we have a magazine, which is monthly, online, for free, in English, and it tells 15 columns that are 15 Italian excellencies: food, wine, handcrafts, language, land and nature, culture and history, design, lifestyle and fashion, sport, everything about Italy. Then there's one column that is called It and US, and it is about Italy and the United States. And the magazine has every month two of my interviews, because I do two interviews a month. The interviews are in the magazine and also in the website. And the interviews are, as I told you before, every time about a different specific topic regarding an angle from which look at Italy and the United States. It can be territorial, an interview to the president of the Italian American Club of a city in the United States, or it can be thematic, Cara Di Falco and her YouTube channel, or Madre Cabrini, or whatever. There's a lot of topics, of course. Sometimes I interview somebody who is in Italy but works with the United States, or tells me something about Italy and the United States. For instance, the next interview I'm going to be publishing next Monday is about the Slow Wine Tour in the United States. Slow Wine, which is the wine section of Slow Food, which is one of the best and important organizations about food in Italy. So Slow Wine will be touring the United States. They're coming to Chicago too. And so it's the 10th year of their birth. And so I'm asking the director of Slow Wine about why Italian wine in the United States. He'll tell me something about the tariffs. He'll tell me something about, you know, the trend. And so every time there's a different topic. This is the interviews. Then there's the newsletter. We send every month a newsletter to 100,000 subscribers in the United States, Italian Americans or Italians who were born here and then they came in the United States. We actually have nine newsletters because we divided the United States in nine areas. So your area, Chicago, would be in the Great Lakes area. Then there's the Midwest, New England, California, New York, South, Southeast, and West. So there's nine of them, and people can subscribe for free to any one of them, even the whole nine. Every newsletter for every area has a part which is common for every area and a part which is customized for the area. So these are the newsletters. They're monthly, and then we are on social media. We have 44,000 likes on Facebook. We are on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and LinkedIn. And then we have on the website, we have the most complete archive of Italian American websites. Now, what do I mean? Every single thing, non-commercial, that talks about Italy in the United States, and has a website is on We the Italians, customized for area. For instance, in the Chicago area, there will be the Loyola University Department of Language, of Italian Language. There will be Casa Italia, of course, and every single museum, association, foundation, OSIA chapter, UNICO chapter, festival that talks about Italy in that area. We have 1,400 of them, and it's the most complete archive ever.
Wow, this is very, very, very detailed and a lot of work.
And we're just getting started.
I love that. I love that attitude. I have a question I'm curious about. How did you pick the name We the Italians?
Oh, that's a very good question, like the important people say to their interviewers. That's a very good question, sir. So actually, it's funny because it's a funny thing. I was looking for a name, you know, and I was looking for a name that would have a domain on the web, which was free, which would be free, because otherwise I wouldn't be able to have a website named like the company. And it wasn't easy. I didn't want to do something like ITAM or, you know, the two Italy and America words getting together. So at a certain point, I thought that I would do a tribute to the first three words of the American Constitution, we the people. And so we the Italians means we the Italians who live in Italy, the people from Italy who love the United States. Now, as I'm in love with the United States, because I can assure you that you won't find any other person in Italy that loves the United States more than me. When people call me on my smartphone, the Star Spangled Banner rings. You know, that's me. So as I'm so in love with the United States, I have that kind of illness. I thought that everybody would immediately understand that we the Italians is a tribute to the we the people sentence. But I understand now that it's not like that, because not everybody has that passion and illness that I have.
You know, I'll be honest. I didn't think that. However, I will tell you this. I love the name. I think it quickly says it all. You know, we the Italians. Noi gli Italiani. Rappresenta una cosa forte, ma proprio forte. I love it. It's got a strong connotation. It
Thank
tells you immediately what it is, and it tells you, it almost, I sense pride in that title, We the Italians. I love it. So a great name, definitely. So the future of We the Italians, you're going to obviously keep doing it. And are there any other?
You know, I am working on a business plan because I am I'm a journalist, and I don't believe in a one-man show for a company that has to grow. We accomplished something. I'm never satisfied. I always want to do more, and there's so many things we can do every day. Believe me, my friend, every day I see something that I would like to do and I cannot do, and it's a shame. We do the first Columbus Day ever in Italy last year because we want to defend Columbus. In Siena, we did something, and I am working to do something bigger, even if in a smaller city, in October 2020 here in Italy. We want to do that every year. Every year we want to do a Columbus Day, which will be a celebration of the Italian Americans and a defense of Columbus, which was chosen by the Italian Americans to represent them, because nobody in Italy knows anything about what's happening in the United States against Columbus. And I think that it's very important to tell it and to show it. So this is why we'll call it Columbus Day. There won't be parades. It's impossible, unfortunately, but there will be something, events, and I'm working on it. But I'm running a business plan because I'm looking for investors to make the second step of We the Italians, which would mean, of course, setting foot in the United States. Because I cannot do everything from Italy, and also becoming more commercial, bringing and helping to bring Italian products to the United States and Italian tourists, and American tourists to Italy. So we're working on the food field, the tourism field, the technological field, if we will be lucky and able and strong to do what we want, the whole environment I described you as what we Italians is here right now, now in this moment, it will be one leg of a four legs chair of We Italians. So there will be other three things that now aren't here. And what's right now, We Italians will be one leg of the four legs, all connected, all together to better do our job and promote Italy. Let me tell you, and then I'll shut up. At the end of the day, I would like for We Italians to be the answer to this simple question, which I'll ask you and your listeners. What do you have in mind when you think about how Italy promotes itself in the United States? Which name comes to your mind? Which company or which institution? What comes to your mind? How Italy promotes itself in the United States? What's your answer?
Well, my answer, how Italy promotes itself in the United States? I think of two things. I think of travel, tourism, and food.
Yeah, but there's not a single name, right?
No.
I mean, it could be Ferrari, it could be Italy, whatever.
It could be many things, yes.
Okay, so my goal, when will I be satisfied? First of all, when I do a lot of money, but second, when people will answer, we the Italians is the answer to this question. This is how Italy promotes itself in the United States.
Well, that's awesome. That is awesome. There's two very things ambitious in my mind before I let you go, because I'm sure with all these things you said, you are an extremely busy man, and I really appreciate the interview because you're
I appreciate you.
But one's a comment, wow, you speak English very well.
Thank you. Because my mother was an English teacher. So she grew me up listening to the
okay, that makes sense, because you speak extremely well. And then two, we never told the people, how do they find We the Italians? What's the best way, the best avenue?
Well, it's very easy. They go online, wetheitalians.com, or they look to We the Italians on their social media, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, or YouTube. But the website is the easiest thing.
And when you do this this travel idea, the one of the last legs you were mentioning, my opinion and my number, I'm going to come out with a bucket list for every Italian American, but a real bucket list. And number one, without a doubt, is every self-respecting Italian American should travel once, at least once, to Italy to see where it all began, where their families come from, what's there. I mean, that goes without saying that you cannot have a lifetime without traveling to Italy once.
And you know what? If they'll do once, they'll keep doing it again and again.
Most likely they will, because it's pretty much a life-changing event for you. I mean, I'm not going to assume that everyone's going to feel the same way like I did, but I got to think 99.9% of the people, they go to Italy, it's going to change them forever. So,
and it's not just the Italian Americans, it's Americans of every descent.
Absolutely. In fact, I've had friends here that, you know, sometimes we get discouraged because we're so into this and, you know, not everyone's going to feel like we do. I understand that. And sometimes we think actually the Americans, the real Americans, appreciate Italian culture sometimes more than the Italian Americans.
They should learn to better appreciate the Italian American community. I mean, I love America. I wish America would treat way, way, way better the Italian Americans. Absolutely.
I agree with you. Let's hope so. And let's keep.
I don't want to be arguing or there's no polemic. I'm the first. The United States. It's the best for me. But they should learn that the Italian American community. It's awesome and made up by fantastic people. Absolutely.
Better, without a doubt. And realistically, unfortunately, it's not going good. We're kind of getting crushed out there, and we, the Italian Americans, need to stick together and need to realize and be honest with ourselves that this is happening, but we have to stick together and we have to do things to stop this, because things are happening and it's very bad. So
I agree with you.
With your publications, this helps. Umberto, you are a true gentleman. I thoroughly enjoyed talking
to you. You
are so. I love your ambition and your aspirations, and I love what you're doing, and I love that you're not sitting still because you want to do more. That's just great. I eat that up. So thank you, as an Italian-American. I really mean that from the bottom of my heart. Keep doing your work.
Thank you, and please use We the Italians however you can. We are at your disposal, because we love very much what you do. And every listener of this podcast, please listen to Frank's podcast. This is a wonderful, wonderful publication, and We the Italians is at your disposal. Thank you very much, Frank.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Umberto. And thank you to all the listeners. And always remember, stay proud.
Come belle c'è la luna, brille strette, strette come butto belle fastidia, sotto il cielo di Roma. Down each avenue or via street or strada, you can see him disappearing two by two. On an evening in Roma, do they take him for espresso? Yeah, I guess so. On each lover's arm, a girl I wish I knew. On an evening in Roma, though there's grinning and mandolining in sunny Italy, the beginning has just begun when the sun goes down. So please meet me in the plaza near your casa. I am only one, and that is one too few. On an evening in Roma, don't know what the country's coming to, but in Rome do as the Romans do. Will you, on an evening in Roma? Come belle c'è la luna, brille strette, strette con butto belle fasteggia, sotto il cielo di Roma. Don't know what the country's coming to, but in Rome do as the Romans do. Will you, on an evening in Roma, sotto il cielo di Roma, on an evening in Roma.